community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
On the phone right now, I've actually got Tom Stanbury, who's the administrative director at the Queen's Theatre. And a little dicky bird has told me, Tom, that you've got the Moscow Ballet coming up.
That's absolutely right, yes. Hello.
I saw these on TV. I've got to explain this to you. I saw these on TV. It was a few years ago now, and it was on like a London Palladium type programme. I can't remember which one it was now. And they are absolutely amazing. I'm not into ballet, but this, I was just awestruck of them. They were just amazing.
Isn't it? Ballet is not something that I go to a lot. I went over to, I saw them in Stevenage, just to have a look and see what I thought, and just blown away by it. Because it's very beautiful. The costumes and the dancing, but it's really physical as well.
Incredibly physical.
It's I mean, Queens, if you sit near the front, you can hear them landing, and you think, my goodness, it's looks sort of like a mix between art and athleticism. I think it's extraordinary show.
So when are the Queens getting the Moscow Ballet in?
They're in this weekend, actually. They're in on they're arriving on Sunday, the 12th of October. Of course, show on the Sunday, and then two shows on the Monday 13th, 4 and 7:45 again.
They're doing two shows. Two shows in one day.
I know.
How do they do that?
I know, with barely enough time for supper between the two.
But it's just, do you know much about the Moscow Ballet itself? Because I'd love to know how they pick these performers. Do they go for ex-circus performers? I mean, I know it's, that seems to be belittling it a little bit, to be honest with you, but they're so athletic, it's untrue.
I think with the ballet, I mean, the Moscow Ballet, the La Classique that are coming to us, they've got, their stars have come from the Bolshoi and in Moscow and the Kirov. And I think in the ballet world, there's that. It's a long haul. I think you start when you're four or five, if you've got, you know, if you've got the legs for it, I suppose, and you're built up slowly. So you join the young company, and then you join the court ballet, and then you become a featured soloist, and then you become a principal. So it's very, very, very structured from the beginning. That you, if you're a boy and you've got the right attitude, then you're going to end up dancing as the prince in Sleeping Beauty. And if you're a girl, you're going to be Princess Aurora in Sleeping Beauty, but in like 20 years' time, once you've done all the training.
Ballet is notoriously grueling on the body anyway. It's standing on points isn't the easiest thing in the world to do. But to see the athleticism in these people is just absolutely shocking. I was gobsmacked when I saw it.
Yeah, you think, how are you staying up there? How are you staying up in the air for so long?
It really is. If anybody's listening, even if you're not into ballet, I've got to tell you, you must see this. It is the most amazing thing I saw years ago.
And it's worth seeing. You see, it's very different seeing it in a compact theatre like the Queen's, as opposed to one of the great big barns in central London. You see, as you say, the sweat, and you hear the movement. It's really remarkable.
I must say that the Queen's Theatre are quite amazing, because they do put on some great shows sometimes, but I never in a million years expected the Moscow Ballet to be appearing in the Queen's.
Well, it's, thank you for that. Yeah, we try to put on good shows.
Amazing shows, constantly as well.
We try to do something for everyone at least once, you know, at least once a year. The ballet, we come twice a year now. But yeah, that's the idea, that sooner or later, if you don't like this, sooner or later there'll be something that you do like.
Well, Tom, thank you very much on the show and having a chat with us. And come on again. Anytime you want to come on the show, you're more than welcome.
Brilliant.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.